Basic Bananas.
Hi, and welcome back to Basic Bananas Radio. Today, I got a big smile on my face, pretty much as always, but a little bit, it's a little bit bigger even because I've got one of our dear Clever Bunch members and an incredible business owner and woman on the line with me, Sally. Hey, Sally, welcome.
Hi, thank you.
You're welcome. Sally is calling in for all the way from Melbourne. And Sally runs a business called masterette.com.au if you want to look her up. And Sally specializes in handmade silk wedding gowns. If you look up her website, you will be blown away by the work that Sally does. Now, the reason why I wanted to have Sally on the show, and I asked her last week, actually, or 2 weeks ago, maybe last week, when I saw her with her fellow Clever Bunchies, she had so many amazing things that she implemented in her business that are just so awesome. So I said, hey, could we get you on a call? And could you share some of these things with our listeners? Because it's very inspiring and it might inspire someone else to take action to do something like that. So maybe, actually, you know what, Sally? I have never asked you about how you got into your business. Maybe you can share a little bit about your background and your story and why you're so passionate and skilled at what you're doing.
Thank you. I started sewing when I was a little girl of 7, but I went to a very prestigious school, and towards the end I was studying maths, chemistry, physics, biology.
Oh my God.
Yeah, and halfway through year 12 I finished in the physics lab, and I thought, I don't want to do this for years to come. I would prefer to be sewing. So, much to my parents' horror, I came home and said, I've decided I'm going to study fashion.
Oh,
and they just went, what?
It. Yeah, they loved it.
And then I packed up my bags and moved from Adelaide to Melbourne, studied fashion at RMIT. And when I finished my degree, I went into European fabrics. And I was working as an agent in Australia for 16 European fabric mills. And I really enjoyed that, but I really lost touch with doing things one-on-one. And then my friends started getting married, friends and relatives, hit that age, and some of them asked me to make them a wedding dress. And so I just loved it. I loved going back to sewing and to dealing with things, you know, one-on-one with clients. And I realized when I started doing that I didn't have everything that we'd learned at uni had all been how to do mass patterns, you know, how to change a size 10 to a size 12, how to do, you know, all the pattern making stuff. So I didn't feel that was exact enough to do one-on-one. So I went back and learnt from an American, actually, French pattern drafting. So we take 38 measurements so the gowns fit like a glove right from the start.
38 measurements on one person?
Yeah.
I don't even know where you measure 38 times.
Well, we're not just different in the bust, waist and hip, but the distance between, you know, how far it is from your underbust to your waist is, it can be, you know, some people it can be 3 centimetres, some people it can be 25 centimetres. And that makes a huge difference to the proportions of the gown and how everything sits. And then so with that and my love of beautiful fabrics, we just kept growing from there.
What an amazing story. And I can see why you would love the art of wedding gowns, because you can be so creative. And it is different to, do I make a size 8 or 10 or make it smaller or bigger? You can be so creative with these gowns, and you can see it in your work. When you look at your dresses that you've made, there is so much creativity in those. It's incredible. It's so much detail for one day. You know, like sometimes you think, oh, for the one day, it's incredible. But then, of course, you get the photos that last forever.
It is. It's the biggest day in terms of photos and sharing that special moment where they commit themselves, where people commit themselves to each other in front of all their friends and family. It is really special.
It is very special. So let's talk a little bit about some of the marketing that you've implemented and applied since we've met you almost a year ago, I think 10 or so months ago. You've done so much. You are one of those people that just takes action constantly. I don't even know how you do it all, but you just do it. And then sometimes you bash yourself up for not doing everything, but really you have already done half of everything.
Well, when I first started with Basic Bananas, I've got a great team, and our clients just love us. You know, they love the whole experience. They love walking away with beautiful gowns. They love all of that. But we only have been getting new clients from word of mouth. Mm-hmm. And I also hate emails. And when I was first speaking with you, you suggested that I have a think about what I can send to nurture those past brides and also to keep those who love our label but are not yet ready to get married interested. Mm-hmm. And you suggested doing love stories. And I'm a hopeless romantic, so that was just perfect for me.
You know, and what? And I'm not even that romantic, but I think it's very beautiful.
It's not something that I would mind opening or receiving once a month, a new love story. And so we just are so grateful that you gave us the idea. And we've been interviewing past brides and their now husbands to find out their love story, how they met, and to record it and write it up and put some photos from their wedding day together. And it's such a beautiful thing. We're actually looking to turn that into a book.
I love that idea. So, yeah.
It's gorgeous.
Yeah, I love that idea. Now, because it is for a lot of listeners, you know, it's sometimes they find it challenging to stay in touch with their people, whether it's past clients or current clients or even future clients. But it's one of the most effective ways is to stay in touch so that they remember you. And it's one of the toughest parts of this is to find something meaningful to send them, because newsletters are not cool. Nobody wants a newsletter, but people want something that they actually want to see in the inbox. Otherwise, we will just unsubscribe. So you've started doing these love letters, and you sent me some. And some of these stories are pretty incredible. Let's do a quick marketing break in here and take a quick break and maybe share one story that you remember that you think is so gorgeous, because we just have to share one at least. We're talking about love letters here.
Sure.
Do you remember one that you that
we,
really...
We had a... Yeah. We had a beautiful couple who actually met. Her family travelled to Romania when she was 13, and both she and he are really shy. And he saw her with her family across the church, and he didn't do anything. He didn't even say hello to her at the time. But afterwards, after they'd come back to Australia, he asked her aunt for her address and sent her a letter.
At 13, she was only 13 yeah. years old. Wow.
Yes, so I was.
That's so cool.
And then she learned how to write in Romanian and wrote back to him. And then they actually met up when they were 16 again on another family trip. Wow. And just had a lovely time together, but were still really young and innocent and, you know, such gentle people. But they seriously wrote to each other from then on until they were 19. They'd been sending love letters to each other for 3 years.
That is so cool.
And then he moved to Spain, and with his new life and his whole, you know, change of everything, he says he really regrets it, but he kind of broke off their, you know, their love letters time. And she, you know, went on to do other things. And then about 10 years later, he was on Facebook and saw that her relationship status was now single. And so he tried to connect with her, and she got so excited. And so they wrote back to each other, and then they realized they were going to be in Europe at the same time. And so they thought they'd meet up.
That is so
you know,
great.
They.
That is a great story. That is a
14
great story.
Years after they first met. And
incredible.
Then 3 weeks later, they were engaged.
Wow. I love that. And see, like,
it's so
the,
cute.
The thing is that everyone who is listening here will have clients and people that they work with that have stories that we don't even know how incredible they are. And you're now getting these out of people onto paper and you're sharing them, which is quite interesting also for the people that are sharing their story. They obviously want to share it, but they love sharing it because it's inspiring. But it's also people, your clients, your customers, your prospects, they love reading about people. That's why everyone is, you know, on Snapchat and on now Instagram stories and all these, you know, celebrity or actually not even big, great celebrity shows where people are sharing what they're doing. People, even though it seems a little bit ridiculous, people are into knowing about other people, even if they don't know them. So your strategy of sending love letters is just so brilliant. I really love it. I really love it. Now, the other thing that you're also doing, you told me actually last week or the week before, you applied one of our frameworks, which is the testimonial framework, how to get a testimonial,
yeah.
And you took it one step further, which is so cool.
Well, we've always been asking brides for feedback. And so we've asked them about, you know, what was your experience with Mazda Ed, the good and the not so bad? Is there anything that you were thrilled about, blah, blah, blah? And the usual response that we got is something like, I've got one here. You know, I love the whole process from start to finish, from the very first consultation. I loved her work and her personality. I was thrilled with how we customized the gown along the way to fit perfectly, both my body and style. Thank you. So we kind of have been getting, which is gorgeous, mm-hmm. And it's really lovely, but it kind of didn't feel like enough. And we ask brides for their photos because, to me, that's the biggest proof you can get, is that someone looks amazing and that it's a real bride, not just a model dressed up, mm-hmm. you know, with bulldog mm-hmm. clips and things.
Yeah.
So we changed it to asking the questions the basic bananas way. So now we asked 4 questions and we said we really loved working. We would really love to work with remarkable people like you, and we dearly appreciate your feedback to continue to make the Mazda Ed experience for future brides even more beautiful. So why were you unsure about having a gown custom designed for you is the first question. And we got a beautiful testimonial back the other day where she said, before I was introduced to Mazda Ed, I went to 2 other dressmakers in Melbourne and I told them I wanted a long-sleeved lace dress. And they said I couldn't get that kind of dress for under $8,000, and that wasn't even with the lace I wanted. I was so upset, I thought I was going to have to just buy a dress off the rack that I wasn't going to be 100% happy with. But then I found out about Sally from Mazda Ed Design, and all was history. And then the second question we ask, which is in the basic bananas way, is what made you decide to work with us? Mm-hmm. And she's got, as I walked into Mazda Ed studio for the first time, I spotted lying on the couch the exact lace I'd always wanted. I knew from that moment on this was the place that was going to make my dream wedding dress come to life. And then third mm-hmm. question, what was your favorite part of working with us? And she wrote, the whole experience from start to finish was my favourite. I loved every minute of my time spent at the Mazda Ed studio. And then we asked, who would you recommend us to? And she wrote, everyone! And then we added another question because we just want to make sure that what we're actually doing is super amazing. So we said, is there anything else you were not so thrilled about? And we've written any wardrobe malfunctions, anything you'd like us to have done differently. And she's answered, no, not at all. I loved everything. You're so friendly and easy to talk to. It was just a delight to have you make my dress.
Amazing. And I love that. And especially as you say, because when you sometimes ask people if they wanted to give you a testimonial, often they, you know, they all sound very similar. But this way you get like the whole background story. And the 4 questions for our listeners too, if you wanted to apply those 4 questions, are the first one is, what would make you hesitate working with a insert your industry or with us? What would make you hesitate working with an accountant or a lawyer or a builder or a consultant or a custom wedding dressmaker? So first mm-hmm. question, what would make you hesitate? Second, what made you decide to work with us? Very awesome question. What made you decide working with us? Second one, third one, what is your favorite part or was your favorite part about working with us? And fourth one, whom would you recommend us to? And then you added a fifth one, which is basically the question is, what is one thing we could improve? Or is there one thing we could do differently? Which is a very cool question too, because then you get a little bit of feedback of what you could do differently. And I'm just actually, I have the next question for you, and the postman just walked in. It's perfect timing, which is you do something with your brides, which is called the care pack. And just last week, I spoke to one of my friends, Niels Vesk, on the power of delighting people. So sending people something delightful. And hopefully the present that the postman just dropped here at our offices is a delightful thing. I don't know. It looks a bit normal, but hopefully it's a care pack from you. But can you tell us a little bit about that? Because that is just such a great idea. And I know our listeners can, you know, pull some inspiration from that too.
Well, we realized early on that just when brides first come to us for their design consultation, we actually sit there and in front of them draw up a sketch of the dress that they're talking about that they'd like to have. And then over the course of making the gown, that actually morphs sometimes, often, into something that actually is more of their personality coming through. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And so at the end of the day, we realised that they didn't have a sketch of their dress. So if they send us photos of their wedding, then we will send them, and we frame it, we send them a framed sketch of their gown, mm-hmm. as it was in the end. So they get that from us. But then if they refer someone to us, we like to send them a nice bottle of champagne. Or if they've just had a baby, we make a pure wool baby wrap here in the studio.
That's so
and
gorgeous.
We send that to them, or we just like to, if they, we like to send people something to say thanks.
Yeah, I love that. That is just gorgeous because it's delighting and it's unexpected. And that is a very powerful thing to do, is to surprise your clients, customers, with something that they're not expecting. So something that is delighting them. And if you do that, they will remember you forever. And you take it to a whole new level because you even personalize it a little bit. So you told me the other day somebody had a baby or is pregnant and you made them this gorgeous baby wrap that is just so personalized. And it makes sense because you make things from fabrics. So it's relevant to your industry. So I love that. That's so great. So we've spoken about your newsletter strategies, the love letters, which is such a great idea to do, the testimonials, how to get better testimonials, and delighting.
Much better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now I'd love to finish up with asking you the question that I usually ask my interviewees on this show. Sometimes I do, but sometimes I forget, but I want to ask you the question, which is, what's one of the funniest or weirdest things that has ever happened to you in your business?
Well, we develop the gowns with the brides in front of the mirror as much as possible. So we do four fittings usually. And I had a bride a couple of years back and she said she wanted the back of her gown lower. And I said, I can't go any lower, otherwise we'll see your butt crack. You know, like it can't go any lower, you know. And she said, no, I want it lower. And I said, you can't. It's just nobody's going to know where to look. Yeah. You walk down the aisle and, you know, the builder's crack. It's not pretty. You really don't want it showing.
Huh?
No, I want it lower, she says. And I said, really, you got to look like a tart. Are you sure you want to do this? And she said, yep, I want it lower. And I was like, okay, it's your dress.
So she actually
so we made it lower.
Crack. Wow. And then so when she actually tried it on and she saw that you saw the butt crack, she was still, she was happy.
Yeah, that's what she wanted. Yeah, we pinned it there and said, look, we've got three mirrors. So we brought it in so she could see the back of her dress perfectly.
And
I said, this is what people are going to see. They're going to see your butt crack. And she said, yep, that's it. That's
Maybe
perfect.
Maybe she was just very proud of her butt crack. That's cool. I like that she just stands by her butt crack. Go, girl. That's awesome. I love it. Thank you so much for sharing that. Did you prepare this story? Because you were totally ready when I asked you. You just had a story in your head. You're amazing. So thanks. That's a perfect story to end on. Stand by your butt crack, listeners.
Yeah.
And for anyone who wants to come and check you out, is the best place to go is masterette.com.au. We'll put the link in the show notes too. Or is there any other place you want them to go and have a look?
Thank you. And check out Basic Bananas. They've been fantastic.
Yeah. check out Basic Bananas too, but also check out the dresses that this woman makes. She works with international people from all over the place. So if you're listening in from somewhere else and you're about to get married, or you know someone who needs a wedding gown, even just for fun, you can get in touch. You can get in touch with Sally through her website. So thanks again, Sally, so much for taking the time and sharing those three strategies that I think will be really helpful for a lot of our listeners. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Basic Bananas.